I'm Srini Rao, and this is the Unmistakable Creative Podcast, where you get a window into the stories and insights of the most innovative and creative minds who've started movements, built thriving businesses, written best-selling books, and created insanely interesting art. For more, check out our 500-episode archive at unmistakablecreative.com. Hey there, I hope you're having an amazing Friday or whenever you're listening to this, having an amazing day. For this little short episode, I wanted to do something a little different. As I've mentioned in a couple of previous episodes, right now we're working on a new writing project called The Compass, which is sort of a sequel to The Art of Being Unmistakable, and it's going to be a free collection of essays. And as I was chatting with people on Facebook, one of the things that people had asked for was the possibility of doing an audio version of the book. So I thought, rather than just doing an audio version of the book, I would give you a little sneak preview of The Compass by sharing the first and second sections with you via audio, and you'll be able to learn more about it at theinstigatorscompass.com. We're working with a really cool designer to make it very beautiful, as well as adding some amazing illustrations from our artist-in-residence, Sarah Steelen. So I hope you'll check it out. You can learn more about it at theinstigatorscompass.com. And now I want to share the very beginning with you. Introduction. A compass is designed to help you find your way. A friend I hadn't spoken with in a long time said to me, "You need to get back in touch with why you started doing all of this in the first place. Even with a compass in hand, it's easy to lose your way. It's easy to forget why you started the journey in the first place. This is about the journey back to why we start making art in the first place. If you're starting, I hope it gives you the courage to take your first step and go in the direction of your dreams. If you're stuck, I hope it helps you get going again. If you're lost, I hope it helps you find your way. I've stood in all three of those places. When I was writing this, I was lost, in pain, and in a dip. Even if you've been a longtime reader of my work or a listener of the Unmistakable Creative Podcast, you may not know that 2014 was the hardest year of my life. It was the year I almost quit. I leaned into the dip, and this collection of essays was the result. I never knew they would turn into what they have, but I suppose that's the point of a compass. It leads you in unplanned directions and leads you to unexpected places. If I manage to touch your heart and move you even the slightest bit, I'll consider it time well spent. Indoctrination. From the time we're old enough to understand what we're being told, we're indoctrinated into religions, belief systems, life paths, and more. But the biggest crime is that we're led to believe that we're capable of so much less than we really are. We're programmed to see only the borders and boundaries of everything we've been taught. Don't look the other way. Don't take that turn. It's unwritten. It's uncertain. It's outside the lines we've drawn. Over there lies the blank page, the blank canvas, the potential masterpiece. We recommend you avoid it. It might not work. But what if it does? You won't be programmed anymore. That also means you have to create the new doctrine and make something from nothing. It might be gut-wrenching, soul-draining, and heartbreaking. In fact, it probably will be until it's not. And once you've had a taste of soul-feeding, heart-filling work that matters, you can't go back. You couldn't go back even if you wanted to. Once you've seen that you've been blinded by indoctrination, to go back would be like voluntarily asking to serve a life sentence. So, will you look over there? Will you take that turn? Will you step outside the line? Will you write the unwritten story? Will you embrace the blank page? Will you do it again if it doesn't work? Will you do it again if it does? Will you put your heart on the line? It's a commitment to a journey worthy of your heart and soul. Will you make that commitment? I hope you've enjoyed this short preview of The Compass, which you can learn more about at theinstigatorscompass.com. If you like what you heard, the greatest compliment you could give us is to share the show with a friend and let people know what you think by leaving a review on iTunes. Thanks for listening to The Unmistakable Creative.